Well, I suppose, look, it's twofold. I suppose the primary thing is, you know, in terms of my constituents in the Carr, around the Carrow area and the Hawthorne estate and all along there, they have absolutely no bus route and they are living in the town area. And so all of that area is totally unserviced, as is parts of the Caltra area as well. So there's a large part of the area unserviced, and you know, Sligo Retail Park should have a public transport access to it to reduce the use of cars, etc. So that area is completely and entirely unserviced, that whole area. But then there's another issue to this, is that the S3 is the latest route that has been started and was fought, really hard fought for. And that's, you know, for the Maraboy area there. And it's great that it has, now they have set it up. However, the numbers that are coming out from that are showing that it's underperforming. And that's because the route is too short and it needs to be extended out into probably the Caltra area, but definitely on into the Sligo Retail Park. And that would really increase the use and the amount of people that use it and the amount of people that can use it for work, for shopping, and from getting from A to B. So we really do want to increase the amount of public transport used. We want to get the amount of cars off the road, and people need accessibility. So the route, you know, we're waiting for this for quite a while. And so as part of my motion, and it was supported by all of my fellow councillors, and they all spoke to it and agreed with it, that we did need a bus route out that area. We've asked now for the CEO of the Transport for Ireland to come to our next municipal district to discuss what the plans are and what's the plan for all those three routes, S1, S2, S3. Like, how will Sligo Retail Park and the Carrow area and the Caltra area be serviced?
And what are you hoping to hear from the CEO of Transport of Ireland when he attends the meeting in September?
Well, I'm hoping to hear that he has the plans in place to extend the S3 route and to make it more viable, because we need to sustain that route and just build on it. And I'm hoping to hear, because I do know that we had put in a motion earlier last year similar to this, looking for a bus route to the Sligo Retail Park, and it hasn't happened. So we intend to be putting a large amount of pressure on the CEO to say, well, why is this not happening? Because it would make it economically viable as well. So it makes common sense. It's a common sense approach. So we're hoping to hear that there is plans afoot and that it will happen. And we're hoping to share our knowledge of the local community and of the population. And we're looking to advocate to ensure that this happens.